This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned to Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, and I welcome you to Country with Rita. First song today is by Emmy Lou Harris, and she's going to sing The Last Cheetah's Waltz. Emmy Lou Harris was born in 1947. She's an American singer, songwriter, and musician. She's released dozens of albums and singles over the course of her career and has won 14 Grammys, the Polar Music Prize, and numerous other honours, including induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Her work and recordings include work as a solo artist, a band leader, an interpreter of other composers' work, a singer-songwriter and a backing vocalist and duet partner. She's worked with numerous artists. Emmy Lou is from a career military family. Her father was a Marine Corps officer and her mother was a wartime military wife. Her father was reported missing in action in Korea in 1952 and spent 10 months as a prisoner of war. Like so many others, she won a drama scholarship to the School of Music, where she studied music and learned the songs of Pete Seeger, Bob Dylan, and Joan Baez on guitar. She dropped out of college to pursue her musical aspirations and moved to New York City, working as a waitress to support herself while performing folk songs in coffee houses during the 1960s folk music boom. The Last Cheetah's Waltz was written by Sonny Throckmorton in 1978 and tells a story about having one last dance and night together with her lover as she realises that no matter what he says about loving her, there's someone at home waiting for him and that's where he will go.
She's going to pieces when you walk in the door.
Barbara Mandel is going to sing Crazy Arms. She was born in Houston, Texas, into a very religious Christian family. She showed musical promise from a very early age, and by the time she was 9 years old, she was already proficient in the accordion and steel-pedaled guitar. Right from the start, she had an affinity for the stage, dressing up and pretending she was on stage. In 1960, Barbara was discovered by Joe Mathis and became part of his show in Las Vegas. She was so good on the steel guitar that her gig in Vegas led to an invitation at age 12 to tour with Johnny Cash, where she met Patsy Cline and other musical greats of the era, all of whom were incredibly impressed by her talent and her pluck at such a young age. Crazy Arms is an American country song which was a career-making hit for Ray Price. The song, released in May 1956, went on to become a number one country hit that year, establishing Price's sound and redefining honky-tonk music. The singer knows he's lost his love and really wants to find somebody new, but it just isn't happening.
Crazy arms that reach to hold somebody new. And oh, I'm so lonely all the time. Ain't no crazy dream. I know that it's real. You're someone else's love now. You're not mine. Crazy arms that reach to hold somebody new. For my yearning heart keeps saying you're not mine. And my troubled mind. Soon to another you'll be with, and that's why I'm lonely all the time.
Take those treasured dreams I have for you and me, and take all the love I thought was mine.
Someday my crazy arms may hold somebody new, but now I'm so lonely all the time. Pray. My yearning heart keeps saying you're not mine, and my troubled mind knows soon to another you'll be with, and that's why I'm lonely all the time. My crazy arms have reached to hold somebody new.
Pretty sad for the guy. Susan McCann is going to sing Me an Old-Fashioned Song. I really like this one. Susan McCann was born in 1949. She's an Irish-born country and Irish singer with an enduring and international popularity. She's recorded some 650 songs, toured around the world, and sung for former presidents. One of the reasons for Susan's ability to continue to excel after 40 years in show business is thought to be down to the sincerity she has shown, starting as a teenager at 16, of always putting the fans first and to diversify for their demands. The song is written by Larry Henley and Johnny Slate in the late 1970s and first sung by Billy Joe Spears. The song's a nostalgic trip down memory lane, mentioning many songs that we sang when I was much younger.
Sing me, sing me an old-fashioned song. Bring me back in my mind to a time where my memories all come from. A good time and song, the kind that makes you want to sing along. A good old-fashioned hand clapping, knee slapping, foot tapping song. She fly, don't bother me. She fly, don't bother me. She fly, don't bother me. I don't want your company. Flies in the buttermilk, two by two. Flies in the buttermilk, shoe fly, shoe. Flies in the buttermilk, skip to the loo. Skip to the loo, my darling.
Tune into Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, and you're listening to Country with Rita. This one is by Ricky Van Shelden, and it's called If You've Got the Money, Honey, I've Got the Time. Born in 1952, Ricky is an American former country music artist. His father sang gospel music while he was still a child, and from this, Ricky also sang gospel in church. When he was a teenager, however, Ricky discovered country music. He soon started singing in his brother's band, singing country music, and performed at any local gathering he could. By 1992, Sheldon's success on the country charts was tapering off, and like many others in the industry, he was swept out of popularity by the changes in country music that arrived in the early 1990s. In May 2006, Sheldon announced that he would be retiring from touring to spend more time with his family. If You've Got the Money, Honey was co-written and recorded by American country music artist Lefty Frizzell, and it was released in 1950. The song's story is pretty mercenary, really. This guy is very, very happy to take this lady anywhere she wants and have lots of fun. But when the money runs out, he will be off.
If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonk. We'll have a time. We'll have more fun, baby, all the way down the line. If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time. There ain't no need to tarry, so let's start out tonight. We'll have fun, oh boy, and we'll do it right. Now bring along your Cadillac and leave my old rig behind. If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time.
run short of money, I run short of time. You got no more money, honey, I got no more time. If you got the money, honey, I got the time. We'll go honky-tonking and we'll have the time. I'll bring along your Cadillac, leave my old wreck behind. If you got the money, honey,
the lovely voice of Dawn Williams is next, singing Listen to the Radio. This is a song written by Fred Knipe and recorded and released in 1982 by American country music artist Dawn Williams. Dawn had become the most successful country artist in the world, apparently. In the late 70s, he began acting, appearing primarily in the films of his friend Burt Reynolds. In 2016, Dawn announced he was retiring from touring and cancelled all of his scheduled shows, stating, "It's time to hang my hat up and enjoy some quiet time at home. I'm so thankful for my fans, my friends and my family for their everlasting love and support." I reckon in this song the poor guy really cares about his lady, can't find the words to express it. He feels that the radio plays songs that say it all, so he's suggesting she listens to the radio and take it as read that this is how he feels.
I guess as a lover, I have a ways to go. When someone wants you, they should just say it so. You'll understand if you'll take my hand, then we can dance real slow to something on the radio. Listen to the radio. Oh, listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio. I try to find a way to explain to you what's on my mind and not sound so plain to you. But you'll realize if you close your eyes, the feelings my words can't show, they're playing on the radio. Listen to the radio, oh, listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio. The words I'd say don't seem to sound as real. The songs they play, that's how I really feel. So listen to the radio, oh, listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio. Listen to the radio, oh, listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio.
I hope they only play the really good songs, because it could turn to custard, couldn't it? Jean Stafford's going to sing a favourite of mine called Love Is Just a Two-Step Away. She's an Australian country music artist who's won 3 Golden Guitar Awards and received 2 major other awards along with the Key to the City of Nashville. In 1989, Jean was officially crowned Australia's Queen of Country Music by Smokey Dawson. She's known as the Golden Voice of Country worldwide for her hit song Someday I'll Take Home the Roses, which was released in 1982. She has received many honours and awards, including the Key to the City of Nashville. Jean was born in 1950 and grew up in a small town called Meander in a one-room shack along with her mother, stepfather and 6 cousins. At the age of 12, Jean made her first public appearance in a program called Showtown, which is a popular series during the time. After leaving school, she worked at a hotel as a kitchen hand in a nearby town for $5 a week. This song, Love Is Just a Two-Step Away, as I say, is a real favourite of mine. I love the beat and I love the lyrics that tell us we should take our opportunities when we can. Just be a little bit brave and make the first move.
At me from clear across the floor. You smile at me night after night, but always leave alone. If you don't take that first step, honey, you'll never know. If love is just a two-step away, could I please have this dance is all you have to say. Strong and silent types are a little shy, but how can you just sit there and let those melodies roll by? The journey of a 1,000 miles begins with just one step. I'm just across the dance floor and you haven't started yet. Love is just a two-step away. Could I please have this all you have to say. So cowboy, get your courage up next time those fiddles play, 'cause love is just a two-step away. If my intuition serves me right, the morning light. Love is just a two-step away. Could I please have this dance is all you have to say. So cowboy, get your courage up next time those fiddles play, 'cause love is just a two-step. Love is just a two-step away.
We're coming to my last song for today, and I hope you've enjoyed my program and renewed some memories. If you would like to hear a special country song, just give us a call on Radio Kidnappers on 87 88 710, and I'll be back next week, same time. This is a lovely song by Willie Nelson, Johnny Paycheck and Dolly Parton singing Amazing Grace. The song needs no introduction, and I have heard it many, many times, but this version is a treat. Take care of each other and keep safe.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, grace that taught
my heart fill, and grace my fears really. First believe,
amazing grace, I'll see the sun that saved a wretch like me. Why
Johnny Paycheck, while you're out here, I'd like for you to do a song. Take this job and shove it. Wouldn't you like to hear that?
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.